This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli officials said on Sunday three Israelis were fatally shot at the border crossing between the West Bank and Jordan. The military says the gunmen approached from the Jordanian side and opened fire at Israeli security forces who killed him. Relatives have identified the gunman as a retired Jordanian soldier. Jordan says initial investigation results indicate it was an individual act. In Gaza, meanwhile, Israeli airstrikes killed at least seven people, including two women, four children, and a senior civil defense official. Chased away by Israeli settlers, Palestinians returned to a village in ruins. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
An entire Palestinian community fled their tiny West Bank village last fall after repeated threats from Israeli settlers with a history of violence. Then Israel's highest court ruled this summer that the displaced residents of Kirbet Zanuta were entitled to return under the protection of Israeli forces. But their homecoming has been bittersweet. In the intervening months, nearly all the houses in the village, a health clinic and a school were destroyed, along with the community's sense of security. Those who have come back say they are determined to rebuild and to stay, even as Israeli settlers once again try to intimidate them into leaving. I'm Karen Chamas.
Thousands of people paid tribute on Sunday to those killed, tortured, and disappeared during the military dictatorship of Augusto Pinochet in Chile. The events that included street demonstrations and peaceful marches were part of the commemorations of the 51st anniversary of the coup of September 11, 1973, in which the government was overthrown. At one point, rocks were hurled at police and water cannons and tear gas was directed at some protesters. This is VOA News. Venezuelan opposition presidential candidate Edmundo Gonzalez flew into Spain on Sunday seeking asylum after challenging President Nicolas Maduro's declaration of victory following July's disputed election. Reuters correspondent Lisa Bernard has more.
Venezuela's opposition say the July 28th election resulted in a resounding victory for Gonzalez and published vote tallies online that they say show he won. Maduro has dismissed all such assertions and says there was a right-wing plot to sabotage his government. Gonzalez's move to Spain marked another jolting shift in the fortunes of the former diplomat who came out of retirement and took over the candidacy in March, initially as a placeholder after opposition leader Maria Corina Machado and then another replacement could not stand.
Reuters correspondent Lisa Bernard. Two NATO members said on Sunday Russian drones violated their airspace. One reportedly flew into Romania during nighttime attacks on neighboring Ukraine, while another crashed in eastern Latvia. A drone entered Romanian territory as Moscow struck, quote, civilian targets and port infrastructure across the Danube River in Ukraine, Romania's Ministry of National Defense reported. Latvian authorities said a Russian drone fell on Saturday near a town some 55 kilometers west of the Russian border. There were no reports of casualties or damage in either case. The search continued on Sunday for a man who might be linked to the U.S. state of Kentucky highway shootings that wounded five. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
At least five people were injured on the busy Interstate 75 near London, Kentucky this weekend.
Cars on the side of the road, emergency flashers, windows shot out, people hurt severely.
And now Laurel County Deputy Gil Asciardo on WYMT-TV says they've located the suspect's vehicle and what they believe was his weapon. Police are calling 32-year-old Joseph Couch a person of interest in the case and are publicizing his photo. Court records show that Couch was arrested for threatening earlier this year, but the charges were dropped. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Pope Francis on Sunday traveled into the remote jungles of Papua New Guinea. He landed on the northwest coast of the country with a ton of humanitarian aid to deliver to the missionaries and faithful who live there. Francis started with a mass before an estimated 35,000 people. The trip is being carried out as part of Francis's belief the peripheries of the Catholic Church are more important than the centers of power. Download the VOA News mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.